Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, let's say what's happening to Gray Morkel from the Juice SA. Gray, how's it going?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Aurier.
Such a pleasure. All right. It's a big, big day, and it's a big, big day because finally Bonang's got something to say on the cover of Marie Claire. What is Queen Bee telling the world?
So Bonang is looking golden on the cover of the latest issue of Marie Claire. And it's no secret that this local TV and radio presenter is uber talented. And with multiple jobs and projects, AKA's Bay has a lot to talk about, like you just said, like building an empire and online shaming in the July edition of Marie Claire.
Is there anything juicy or spicy in this article? I mean, people are going to buy this. They're expecting her to talk about Zintle. They're expecting her to talk about Euphonic. Does she drop any names? Does she drop any bombs? Or is it pretty, smooth sailing?
I think it's all pretty much smooth sailing. But what we can say is she's looking absolutely gorgeous in a golden dress and accessories with some simple hair and makeup. And that's how she's covering the latest monthly mag.
Listen, I would imagine that every magazine in the country wanted to get her on the cover. So it's quite a big scoop for Marie Claire. Do you think it's going to do good things for their numbers?
Of course. Bonang is one of the most talked about celebs, and there's a lot of things happening with her and AKA and all of that. So I'm sure it's going to be a very good issue for them.
All right, talking about AKA, something really big announced around AKA today. He's going to headline something huge. What's up?
Yeah, so AKA is the first hip-hop act to headline Rocking the Daisies. He'll be headlining the festival alongside all of the American musos, making him the first hip-hop act to do so. Other hip-hop acts have played before, but this is the first time the hip-hop act will be headlining.
Listen, I think it's so cool. I saw the poster a little earlier on, and obviously Foster the People who sing that to all the other kids with the prompter. So they are obviously headlining, and his name is literally right next to theirs. It's the same font size, everything. It's almost like they're, equal footing. This is a really big deal for this guy.
Yeah, a lot of hip-hop acts have played before at Rocking the Daisies, but this is the very, very first time that a local act will be headlining. So this is huge for AKA.
It's all about the dream work, yo, dream work. Age 25 and a copper ill of ride and all of that.
All of that.
Okay, let's talk about Itumeleng Khune and some celebrations coming out of his camp.
Yes, so I think probably one of Mzansi's hottest couples at the moment, Itumeleng Khune and Sibahle Mpisane, they celebrated 1 year of dating on Sunday. And they shared this relationship milestone with a super cute video of them singing along to Mafiki Zolo's Matsukoze on Instagram.
Nice. Yeah, listen, it's good that this guy seems to have found love after that whole mini situation.
Yes. I don't think we'll ever get over that breakup, hey? but right now, hashtag couple goals.
There you go, couple goals. Let's shift gears and talk Sangoma goals. Boiti, is it Sangoma?
So there's been some rumors about her being a Sangoma. These rumors have been swirling around since the night of the 22nd SAMA Awards. And for a while now, we've not really been sure what to make of the news. But it seems like Boiti may have quietly confirmed everybody's suspicions as the actress took to Instagram on Sunday in traditional attire with the picture captioned. They called, I answered, the proudest, most incredible day of my life, a beautiful gift that I will never take for granted.
Wow, and she's also just recently hit 1 million followers on Instagram.
She did, yeah, 1 million followers on Instagram.
Which is really cool. She's such a sweetheart, though. What does this mean for her now that she's a Sangoma? Does it mean, she practices Mondays and Tuesdays and then does Club 808 on Wednesdays? Like, how does it change the vibe?
Hey, I'm not really the expert on those traditional healers, so I might not be the right one to ask about that. But, I mean, she's a busy girl, actress, presenting, all of that she's doing. But I'm sure she'll make it work, as she always does.
Yeah, what a sweetheart. All right, and is she going to be in the upcoming season of Rockville, or yes, no, maybe season 4?
Maybe, but what I can tell you about the new season of Rockville is that, I mean, the wait is finally over. We've gotten the news. We are going to see some new characters making their debut, like Selo Makakangube. He will be appearing as the new villain Rolex. And Temba Ndaba is going to be the crooked police officer Ngema. And another welcome inclusion will be Ayanda Tabete as the sultry temptress Aaliyah. And the season 4 premiere will be on Sunday, the 10th of July.
Very cool. I mean, that show continues to go from strength to strength, and, you know, gets amazing numbers from Zanzi Magic. So I guess they've got to up it every season, and it looks like they've made some cool casting moves to make sure that season four, you know, does even better than the previous seasons.
Totally. There's going to be, Boiti's still going to be there. There's going to be some old faces and then some new faces to look forward to.
Power. Very, very cool. Of course, one can keep up with the Juice essay all day, every day, so that you know about the Bonang's covers as she covers magazines. How do we get involved with the Juice every minute of every day?
Okay, cool. So people can visit us at thejuice.co.za. Also give us a follow on Twitter at thejuicesa and show us some love on Facebook.
Power. Graham Morkel, thank you so much for giving us the latest there and keeping tabs on what the magazines are doing and the traditional healers are doing and the TV channels are doing. You're doing some great work. That's Graham Morkel there from The Juice SA. That is all the latest celebrity news. Gray, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks, Uriah. It was awesome. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.